grace of God Almighty, Jesus who has paid it all. I want to talk about him today. Amen? And the title is, Who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus? My prayer today is that the Holy Spirit will remove every veil off our heart and reveal the Lord Jesus Christ to us. So I want you to pray that prayer. Lord, open some veils. An idea, human idea is a veil. Your own thing that you believe is a veil. That Lord, remove veil from my heart. Because when veil is removed, you can see clearly. When veil is off our heart, the revelation of who Jesus is will become clearer. So pray and talk to the Lord. Lord, remove veil. Even if you don't believe it, just pray that simple prayer. That Lord, remove all veil over my heart. Reveal who Jesus is to me. I want to know Jesus. Father, this is a humble cry that you will reveal yourself to us. You will remove all forms of veils, all forms of ideas that has hindered us understanding who you are, that has blocked our mind from getting exactly the right picture of you. Let it be removed this morning. Let our understanding go beyond human knowledge. Lord, I bring myself behind the cross. I want to know you. Because I need to know you, that is where you will help me to tell your people who you are. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's quickly open to John chapter 1. I'm reading verse 1 to 5 and verse 9. John chapter 1. John, St. John chapter 1. I'm reading 1 to 5 and verse 9. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Verse 9. That was the true light, which lighten every man that cometh into the world. Then we are going to flash to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. I'm reading verse 12 to 29. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, starting from verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father who had made us meet the partakers of inheritance of the saints in light, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Verse 16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. 17. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven. 21. And you that were sometime alienated, the enemy in your mind by wicked works, yet now had he reconciled. So if you are born again, you have been reconciled. In the body of his flesh through death, to present you what? Holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in faith grounded and settled and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which I've heard and which was preached in every creature which is under heaven, whether I, Paul, I am made a minister, who now rejoice in suffering for you and fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. 25. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to its saints, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present man perfect in Christ Jesus. Is that in your Bible? Where also I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Cause me to drink from your river, O Lord. Cause me to drink from your river, O Lord. Cause me to drink from your river, O Lord. Cause me to drink cause me to drink. Cause me to drink from your river, O Lord. Cause me to drink from your river, O Lord. Cause me to drink from your river, O Lord. Cause me to drink. Cause me to drink. Beloved brethren, the truth is that it is not possible to describe this Jesus. We can only get a glimpse of his personality. Because now and here on earth, we can only see him as in a mirror. Words of mouth cannot describe him. I am only trusting God to supply spiritual words, to express spiritual things, and grant enough illustration to show who Jesus Christ is. First thing I want you to note here is that Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Back to John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. You see, human understanding cannot comprehend that. You can't reason who Jesus Christ is out. It can't be reasoned out. If that is possible, you know, people who are genius, they would have been able to reason out who he is. So, when one is carnal-minded, we cannot understand spiritual things. And walking with Jesus means you need to be spiritual. Following Jesus means you need to what? Be spiritual. If you are still carnal, it will be difficult to get the understanding. Because I said that in the beginning was the Word, W-O-R-D. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Can you figure out that if not, the Holy Spirit help you? No, absolutely not. So Jesus Christ is the Word of God. When you want to know a person, the first thing to know how to know him is through his words. I believe strongly, and I know no one of us has lived with Donald Trump before. Have we lived with him before? But through his words, you can say something about him, isn't it? So you know people through his word. So we know God through his word. So if you don't read the Bible, you cannot know him. Because what the Word of God is what? Is God. So you want to know God, you must know his Word. If, for example, somebody tells you, I think I've given that illustration before and said, but I'm not going to use myself this time around. So those who doesn't know me will not know who I am. Amen? If someone, say for example, if Brother Okpe promised me $1,000, you see, even he says, yeah, where will I get it from? Do you think I'll believe it, Okpe? I won't. Why won't I? Where will you get it from? You understand? But if I say your mom will give me 1,000, do you think I will believe it? Why would I believe? She works. So I know mom based on the fact that I know mom goes to work, mom get cash or check, or they deposited it right into her account. They transfer it. And I'll just tell her, zeal it to me. You hear me? Ah, okay. She promised all in the front of all of you. You are witness. So. So you know people based on their work, based on what you know about them. So if you don't know them, you don't know what to say about them. So if you don't know the word of God, you don't know who Jesus is. And that is why some people ignorantly, they thought that it was when Mary born him at Bethlehem. That's when Jesus exists. He has been in existence. Even before Mary, the mother who carried him, was born. So we know God through his word. That's why the word of God says that let there be light, and what happened? So you know the kind of person someone is, whether that person is a liar or an honest person. And some of you, when you talk, I know who you are. I know how honest you are, and I know who you are. Am I right? At least, for Michael, I know you now, don't I? And you know me. So you know people by the way you relate with them. So if you don't have relationship with Jesus Christ, there is no honor you can know Jesus. You don't know him. So coming to church, having a relationship with Jesus past coming to church, past being in the roster of a church. So don't let me digress. So Jesus is the word of God, and he himself is God. He is not less than God. He is not different from God. He is equal with God. If you don't believe it, talk to me after. Because I'm preaching now, we can't discuss. Let me repeat that. Jesus is the word of God. He himself is God. He is not less than God. He is not different from God. He is equal with God. So to those who make mistake that it is only when he was born that I begin to insist, please get out of such a mistake if you are here today. He existed before foundation of the world. He existed from eternity past as God himself existed. So everything that was created by him. As he spoke the word, it came to pass. And he has passed that the same power to you and to me. Only to those who are born. That is why, how do I know that he has passed that power? He said, I will tread upon serpent and scorpion. And there's what? They shall by no means hurt me. Don't hear me from afar off. Open your eyes wide. Amen. He said in his word, I will decree a thing. What will happen? Shall be established, shall come to pass. As you say, so will it be. That's what the word of God says. But if you don't read it, flesh will tell you different things, contrary to the word. Tell yourself, I will read Bible more this year. God, give me grace to read your word more this year. Because 2024 is different from past years. You can't afford to go through 2024 again without, let me put it this way, wordless. If there is English like that. That you are going through 2024 without reading the word of God, you are empty. And you are vulnerable. So Jesus is the one who made all things visible and invisible. Thrones and dominions. We read that in Colossians. So Jesus Christ is the life. Amen? We know that in the Bible, in Genesis, when God created man, the Bible says that he breathed into the what? Nostril. So they breathed Jesus inside of man. So Jesus in you is the life. Amen? But something happened according to the scriptures sister read to us. Because Adam sinned, so that life that was breathed into us has now become devalued. That life now, you know, it was after that time that when God came in the evening, he said, Adam, where are you? Where are thou? He said, I hid myself because I am what? Naked. He said, who told you that you are naked? And remember that God told him that the day you eat this fruit, you will die. Not physical death, but spiritually. So whoever has not come to Jesus cannot have life. You know walking cups. You heard of that before, right? And you have seen them, walking cups. They are still alive. They are walking around, but they are dead already. So anyone without Jesus, you are a walking corpse. So if you want that life again, then you need Jesus. Amen? When you have that life, the Adamic nature will be taken care of. That Adamic nature, that is what David was talking about. That in iniquity I was conceived. In iniquity I was born. But he knew that without the Holy Spirit, he is empty. So that's why I cry out that Lord, take not away your Holy Spirit from me. Renew in me a right spirit. And in verse 6, let's go there. Psalm 51. If you are there before me, you can help me read verse 6. Okay, I'm there before all of you. Psalm 51, verse 6. Behold, thou desired the truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. So thou desired the truth. So if truly, genuinely, you are born again, the sin that you confess, you won't go back to it. The moment God makes something to known to you that this thing, daughter, this is a sin, you will run away from it. Jesus. You know that the owner of any instrument is free to use it as he likes. Right? So you are created by him. He chooses to use your life the way he wants it. If you let him. If you don't struggle with him, if you don't make him to think that I'm wise, I can handle it. And anytime I remember, I always remember something that Sister Ola said in one of our Bible study, when we are treating quiet time. He said, anyone that does not do their quiet time in a day, you say, Baba, don't worry, I can handle today. And that's the truth. Anytime I remember that, I don't want to go out of the house without doing it. And some of us, we claim it that we have relationship with the Father. But to talk to him is an issue. We don't even remember. We are so in hurry that it is while we were driving that we remember, Baba, take care of today. Baba, you know, I have to, and in the traffic, when you are praying, you are watching your right rear mirror, you are looking at the right so that somebody don't hit you. Are you concentrated in that kind of prayer? Is that the kind of prayer to start a day? Jesus is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of God. So God came down in flesh. That's why we have Jesus. He came to rescue. He came to deliver. Let's go back to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1 that we read earlier. Where is Colossians now? Okay, chapter 1. Let's go back there. Maybe I should jump at verse 23 first. Brah Solomon, can you read your version, verse 23?
You must, of course, continue faithful on the firm and sure foundation. And must not allow yourself to be shaken from the oath you gained when you heard the gospel.
Amen. So let's go over it slowly. Yeah.
You must, of course, continue faithful on a firm and sure foundation.
Hold on there. When they say something is a must, is there any other option? And this verse of the scripture, it says it's a must for who? Eh? For born again. So if you are not born again, Paul is not talking to you. He said it's a must for you to do what? Come on, Pastor. You must continue faithful
on a firm
and sure foundation. So that is why you see some people, when they say they are born again, true wrong gospel. Because there are a lot of wrong gospel preachers out there. Come, give $10, you will get $1 million back. I see Jesus is a magician. Come, Jesus will give you husband. Come, Jesus will give you wife. Come, Jesus will give you children. And alas, you pray 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Nothing happened. That's why you see people fade away. But when you get the real meal, the day I gave my life to Christ, it was because of the sinful life I was living. And I know that if Jesus come, I'm in trouble. That's why I repented. If for any reason I go back to those sins, it means I'm not ready for him. Anyone that say that you are born again, you are a child of God, and it's not because you drop sinful life. It's a fake gospel you have received. And Paul is telling the sand on a solid foundation. So if your foundation in Jesus is solid, you will go with him all the way. You will be ready, according to Romans chapter 8, that what is it that is separate me from what? From the love of Christ. Either in the morning or in the night, Jesus, I'm all the way for you. Whether I'm the only one in the wilderness, Lord, I will go with you. I'll share a story of a man of God. He was a Muslim. The father was an imam. When he gave his life to Jesus Christ, for 2 years, he smelled pepper. The father even told him one day that, even if you choose to be a masquerade carrier, I will even prefer it than you going to church. It was so terrible. But thank God he endured those 2 years. That Baba is dead now. His dad, sorry, thank you. The dad is dead now. Assuming he does not understand Jesus that he received. So that's why you must be sure who you have believed. You must be sure that you are not just carrying religion because, you know, Baba Adeboye has a power. He is one of the powerful men. You know how they say 50 powerful people in the whole world. Okay, because Baba Adeboye is one of them. Let me be under his covering. You have deceived yourself. Because being under that covering will not qualify you to enter heaven. So that's why you must know who this Jesus is. Tell your neighbor, I will know Jesus more this year. I will test for him more. I will seek him more than ever before. Because it is seeking Jesus, knowing who Jesus is, that you have peace. Let's continue. Who now rejoice in my suffering for you? You remember there is a place in 1 Corinthians. It says, if we appear cuckoo. Yes, he said it. Let's go there. If we appear as if that we are beside ourselves, that's the word he used. I think it's in 2 Corinthians 5, if I am right. Bible scholar, help your pastor out. 5:13. God bless you, ma. 2 Corinthians 5:13. Let me read it from King James. Then Brother Solomon will help me read from his version. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to who? To God. Or whether we be sober, it is what? For your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we were all dead. Brother Solomon? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Are we really insane?
Aha. Did you hear me? Insane? Beside? Cuckoo? Is it not the same thing? Eh? Is it not cuckoo they call it?
Yeah.
So I know what I'm talking about. If we appear that we are cuckoo, if we appear we are crazy, if we appear that we are colo, if we appear that, and before people will say you appear there, it's because they ask you to commit sin. You say no. They say this one is cuckoo. Isn't it? That's it. But if everything they bring to you, you embrace. If everything they say, let's do it this way, it's going, we will, then they won't say you are cuckoo. But when there is something they know is a sin, I say, this one. You won't. Go ahead, sir. It's for God's sake. saying, is this for your sake? So that people can come to Christ. What kind of discipline do you give yourself because of Jesus Christ? So that people around you can come to him. Some of us, we don't care. We want to go to heaven by ourselves. Even if your sibling is not going, you don't care. You better be care. Or what do we say good English now? Eh? You better care. Thank you. You better care. Don't go to heaven by yourself. Take your people around with you. Either by fire or by force, they must go to heaven with you. Don't be the one that will let your spouse go to hell. Don't be the one that will let one church member go to hell. If you appear insane, if you appear beside yourself and they are doing things to you, you don't react. It's not because you don't know what to do. Amen? So, beloved brethren, we must know who this Jesus is. Amen? Outside Jesus, things scatter. Outside Jesus, homes scatter. If you think you can do things yourself and left Jesus out of it, things will scatter. Somebody hearing me this morning? If you think you can do things yourself and let Jesus out of it, things will scatter. So Jesus cannot be let out of what you are doing if truly you are a child of God. If you think that education alone can make you prosper, enemy has deceived you. If you think that job can make you who you can be, who you want to be, or that business, you have been deceived by the enemy. All things have their proper place only in Christ Jesus. You want your life to be straightened? You want peacefulness of joy? You want life? You want satisfaction? You want success? You want in him, he dwelleth in Christ. Everything dwell in Jesus Christ. That is why that song that we sang, Jesus paid it all. Outside Christ, there is no fullness, but what? Emptiness. That is why you see, I always say this story, but I kept forgetting the name of this woman. She's the richest woman in the world. When she died, and they do, what do they do? Autopsy. What did they get? She was killed by sadness. Depression, sadness. Not be so. Sadness came from depression now. I mean, depression came from sadness, whichever. All together, they are siblings. Thank you, ma. So can you imagine if that woman has Jesus, can she die of depression? Anyone, when you hear a child of God talk of, I want to hang myself, I want to kill myself, know that that person has stepped out of Jesus. Know that Jesus had been left behind. You know how they went to Luke chapter 2. Where did they go? Every year. Passover. Thank you, ma. She's the only one in spirit. Daddy, wake up. When they went for Passover, they have went 3 days' journey. They thought Jesus is in the midst. Jesus had been left in the temple. So if Mary and Joseph can leave Jesus behind, is it not possible for you and me to do the same without knowing? It's possible. That's why you can't joke with your quiet time every day. Nothing else should take priority. Get connected daily. Receive strength for each day. Receive grace for each day. And let him be the one that lead and guide you. So Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. Jesus Christ, I think I can't finish what I want to tell. We can't even finish about Jesus. Jesus Christ is the one who has come to redeem us. Let's go back to that Colossians 1 quickly, then we round up from here. That Colossians chapter 1. I pray God will grant us illumination. I pray we grant us the understanding of who this man of Calvary is. Because when we get the clear understanding of who Jesus is, some of the things that weigh us down, you will see the answer is in him. Colossians chapter 1 again. In verse 14. Or let me go back to 12. Because we talk a little bit about saints in the light. Giving thanks unto the Father who had made us to meet to be partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. So if you are born again, you have inherited that. You have been a partaker. So you don't just say, who is saint? And you raise your hand because you don't want people to think you are a sinner. You raise your hand because you are convinced that you are a saint. You raise your hand that you are righteous because you know that unrighteousness is what? In Christ Jesus. Not in yourself. Amen? Let's go on quickly. Who had delivered us from the power of what? Darkness. And had translated us from the kingdom of his, no, has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. And you remember in Isaiah chapter 9, he said the kingdom will wear upon his shoulder. And that's Jesus Christ. And they said that in the word of God said that we have been translated from the power of darkness and has translated us to light. So if you are in light, so what is sin doing in your life? When you are in the light, what is lying doing in your life, in your mouth? When the Holy Spirit dwelleth inside of you, why would you do something? Because we are explaining some things that I try to look at it that I can commit sin, I can do something and I don't know. How will you not know? When the man inside is speaking, when the man living inside of you will not be quiet, when the man inside of you will call you to correction, to put you on the straight path, except you keep him quiet, say, Baba, mm-mm. You know, I said sometimes that some of us, we go onto our rack. We want to give us some clothes. You say, okay, maybe this one. You keep this one. You are not wearing it, oh. It's not useful to you, oh. You still keep it there. You pick the one that is okay. And that's how we choose in obedience to God. We choose the one that suits us, that is convenient for us. Beloved brethren, Jesus Christ, in whom we have what? Redemption through his blood. Even the forgiveness of our sin. I make an illustration in the Bible study. I said, this is how, or I don't know when again. You see how I wrote some things here. Those are your list of sins. When you take it to Jesus and the blood washes, it becomes like this. Clean. It's no longer there. That's what the blood of Jesus does. And if you don't get that understanding, the devil will make you to think that that thing is still there. Let's be on our feet. Let's talk to Jesus. Reveal yourself to me in 2024. Jesus, I want to know you more. Jesus, open my eyes of understanding. Jesus, reveal yourself, who you are, to me. Jesus, I want to know you. Jesus, I want to know you, because in you is peace. In you is life. In you is joy. In you is satisfaction. In you, in Christ Jesus, is redemption. Talk to the Lord. Talk to Jesus. The Lord today, deliver me. In you, there is redemption. In you, there is the redemption. Lord, let me know who you are. We will talk more about who Jesus is. Make sure you are praying. Make sure you are praying. Talk to the Lord. Jesus, I want to know. We can't know him enough. We can't know him enough. Jesus, reveal yourself to me. Take me beyond my own understanding. Take me beyond my own understanding, Lord. Reveal yourself to me. Because Jesus is coming for the saints. Jesus is coming for those who have been redeemed. Jesus is coming for a church without wrinkle. Jesus is coming for the saints. Said the Lord, Father, this is my life. I need you. This is who I am. Rescue me from darkness to light. Translate me from darkness to light. If you are still committing sin, living in sin, explaining sin away, it means you are still in darkness. And you can't remain in darkness and fly with Jesus when rapture takes place. So that is why you must understand who this Jesus is. The master of the whole universe. The one that holds our life together. Talk to Jesus. Jesus, I want to know you in 2024. And the only way you can know him more that you have known him before is through his word. Release grace to me to know you through your word this year. Receive strength and grace of God to read the Bible. Open your mouth and talk to Jesus. Talk to him. Lord, I want to know you. Lord, I need you. Jesus, reveal yourself to me the more. Reveal yourself to me the more. Reveal yourself. All those burdens that you are carrying, Jesus has carried it. He has gone to Calvary. He has done that for you. He has taken care of who to settle your life with. He has settled your children in heaven. Because the word of God says he made the barren mother of many children. But if you don't know Jesus, you will think that you are still barren. You are not. If you know Jesus, you have the understanding that your Boaz is somewhere. All you need is that lead me to where he is. Connect us, Lord. That's all you need. That job that is suffering your life. You want to tell God, Lord, give me clear understanding what you want me to do. Talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord, talk to Jesus, talk to Master. Jesus, the man of Calvary, the man that had gone to, he died for you when you were still a sinner. All he needs is for you to come to him for cleansing. All you need to come to him for purification, for sanctification. Jesus paid it all. Oh, to him I owe. Sin has left a crippling stain. It was sheet white as snow. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for what you have done at Calvary. Divine, in 2024, we want to know you more. In 2024, we want to get the clear understanding of who you are. Because in our hearts, we have a longing for peace, for fullness of joy, for satisfaction. And we can only get it in you. So all it takes to get this, deposit in us. Lord, we receive insatiable desire for your presence, for your personality, for who you are, that people will see us and know that we carry you. Thank you, our Father. As many that still remain in darkness, let your mercy reach out to them. Remove all forms of veil, O Lord, and let us have the clear experience of translation from kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.